Cows. And welcome to Utterly Absurd Audition Episode 2. Reed's here again.
Episode. The sick episode with Reed's sick voice. Yay.
We filled up Reed. I'm excited.
Yay.
I'm so excited. I know a lot of people are excited.
All you have to do is kick the butts of the last minuters, and all of a sudden.
Yeah, I know. We got our own chat in Skype, and it's like booming.
All we're talking about is like comic books.
that's what all Skype chats are for.
I know.
Skype chats are for fun like that. So yeah, audition episode 2. We got 3 people applying for our stores. 1 person applied for mine, and 2 applied for yours. So
that's just mine's better.
Kentucky Fried Pigeon. I'd probably.
We do pigeon right.
Oh man,
it's striptastic.
It is striptastic, and it has that awesome freaking intro for that commercial. Oh, I see the commercial on TV. Wait 1 second.
Hello. Oh my god, I lost him. All right.
Yeah, I just had to mute. Okay.
Oh, there we go. Okay. I was gonna have like a Joseph the Hippo awkward moment.
Okay.
Laugh, but I'm sick. So we had some really good contestants last week. So these 3 have a lot to face
live
up
to.
Here.
Mm-hmm. We did not go into the judging style last week. So I think we should kind of do that just so the contestants know what to look for. I included this in the promo and I said it on the audition page, but just to reclarify for a third time so everyone's 100% on how this is working.
I've heard it 12 times and I've just gotten it.
Yeah. Reed and I are each going to give you guys a number 1 through 10 in 3 different categories. 1 is a risk factor category, depending on how risky your submission is. So if it's like pretty insane and crazy, then.
Just let me give an example. If you record while swimming in a pool with a shark, you'll get a 10.
Ooh, that's good.
But that's really a hard way to get a 10. There are easier ways.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking like when I created the category, I was thinking like if you do like an insane voice that's like totally out of your comfort zone, you know, that type of thing.
While swimming with a shark.
While swimming with a shark. You could also get a 10 points in the acting category. Of course, this is an acting show. We need an acting category.
While how, pretending to be the voice of the shark.
Yeah, how believable your character. Yeah, how believable your shark is. And the third one is the energy category or commitment. How into
are you
the
a
character.
Killer shark? Or just one of those tiger nurse sharks.
Are you a killer shark who was born to a bitch of a mother and you had a hard life and you had to kill your brother shark and then you started doing drugs and then you got clean.
Okay, can't keep that up.
So those are the 3 categories. So you could get a total of 60 points if you ace them all with flying colors.
Good luck.
let me go into the tokens because a few people have.
It's just a token thing anyway. Yeah.
Actually, wait. Yeah. No one's came to me yet, but I'd imagine people would be coming and asking all these questions about the tokens.
let's start with the easy part. One's blue. One's red.
One's blue. We have a blue blackjack token, a red reed token.
In case you're colorblind.
Bam.
Oh,
yes.
Oh my god. What if somebody's colorblind? What are they gonna do?
That would be sad. You guys, when you use the tokens, you have to – you pay for them. You spend them. So once you use them, they're gone. You have to email me with that week's round or, like, the rounds you're going to be using it on. So, for example, this after this episode is going to be round 1, you can start using your tokens right now. The blue blackjack tokens, spend 1 token, you get 5 points added onto your score. Total score at the end. So
remember, be blue, be blackjack.
Yes. So if you get if you get 50 points, then you will end up with 60 points next at the end next round. Also, like on earning tokens, remember whoever if you score above a 50 raw score, you get an extra token and. If you are the highest total score, you get an extra Reed token. So that means that if they use their blue tokens to bump up their score so that they're first for that week, then they get an extra red token, which is pretty crazy.
Sweet.
Mind blown.
Wait. I hate to... I thought we had this all worked out, so I hate to clarify this on the recording, but is it that they... I thought you said it was opposite token. Like, if they get the highest score...
No, you're right. It's opposite whatever scenario they chose.
Right, so if you won the round and you chose me, then you get an extra blackjack, right?
If they win the round, they get an extra read. If they get above 50, they get an opposite.
Cool.
It's a very intricate system.
Very intricate. They need to be scorecard. Okay.
I took it to my college professor, so they could... They gave me an A. They cleared it, so... I'm just curious to see what people do with the tokens. I have a feeling everyone's just going to be saving them. But do not be so quick to save, because the prizes do have diminishing returns,
mm-hmm.
which is a great
true.
Yeah, so meaning that the prices will change after round 5. So just check it. Just check the forum thread so I don't have to explain.
We'll send you an email. It'll be fine.
But you have to use your tokens, and if you want to use them, you have to send them in the email. That's what I wanted to say. Before we start with Temporary Butterfly, let's go on to our rounds next week.
Baby. Hi. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. So, you guys, every week you get to choose either my round or Reed's round. Depending on whose round you choose, you get 2 tokens from us. Reed, why don't you give them a little snippet of what your round is?
Well... Let's just say Walter's in charge of this round. You get to be old, just like me, only you're looking for the fountain of youth. I'll leave it a little bit mysterious.
So, I like
for all you people who wanted to be old like Walter, you got, God, this hurts to do when I'm sick. Okay. I'm just going to go back to my regular voice, which is not that
could
much
also,
different right
now. You could also be a squeaky old guy, like, I'm a squeaky voice old man. Mouse, get over here, you whippersnapper.
So, I don't remember what it was. Something happened at lunch today. My in-laws are in. My in-laws are like 75 and 67 or something like that. Miriam said something, so I started going, yeah, you whippersnappers, you better do this. And Miriam is like, don't you think?
She has her own Walter going on.
I was doing that voice. And she's like, now in the phrase Bubby and Zaidi rephrase is sort of a term for grandma and grandpa. She's like, don't you think Bubby and Zaidi would be a little insulted that you're doing that at the dining table while they're...
She's all corrected you. Why mind manners at the dinner table?
Because that's making old man voices. Hey, you mess. You whippersnapper, you come back here with that. Anyway, so you guys can do it if you want with that. But there are it is...
There's tons of way to go with that.
Yeah. It sounds right. And you'll have to tell one of your life stories and what you do at the Fountain of Youth. And it sounds better in my Walter voice. We have a thing recorded already, but that'll be played next. And,
Yeah. And wait one sec.
Oh, my God. We've gone mute again. Hello. Operators are standing by.
Okay, I'm back.
Oh, you're back.
No, my mom keeps coming into the room. Anyway. Okay.
Mom.
Hi. My round is going to it is an Asian ambassador banquet round.
Oh, so very good.
Yes. I was influenced by the ambassadors from Star Wars when I created this round. By the way, for both rounds, you guys are going to have goals and objectives that you're going to have to do. We'll give you more specifics in the email as well as these really funny recordings that we like to do. But yeah, that's my round. Sorry, I don't have more into it. It's more detailed in the email. So without further ado, let's get on
with the show.
Temporary Butterfly, auditioning for BJ's Brewery, home of the BJ.
Home of BJ, oh my God.
Welcome to BJ's, home of the BJ. Now, tell me about yourself.
Oh, hello. I'm Holly Quinn, and I'm here to apply for BJ's Restaurant Brewery, even though I'm not sure why I'm here, because I always really kind of have a job. Anyway, I'm Harley Quinn, like I said, and... Well, I have a little bit of a criminal record. Yeah, I really shouldn't blame me for that. So just ignore it. Anyway, I like to have fun, and I like music. I like clowns. I like a good laugh, and I kind of work for a psychotic madman who runs around Gotham and kills people.
A psychotic madman? If you get this job, you'll have to ixnay on the killing. BJ's promotes healthy job opportunities for parolees. We like to think of our facility as a mini rehab for criminals. So, what are your beliefs on people who quit shows?
I don't know about quitting shows or anything about that sort of thing, but if somebody would quit me, and, not like Brokeback Mountain quit me, but people who would quit me, well, I think I would just shoot them. So, if anybody drops a show or something like that, I would just shoot them, okay? Okay.
Has affinity for guns. Yes, we're gonna have to work with you a bit on the shooting. I have a strong feeling that you'll fit right into our 15-step Can't Kill Customers program. Now, if you will, describe for me your hairstyle and why.
Well, one time I saw a thing of dye, and I put it in my hand, and I thought, I look good blonde, and it's just been that way ever since. And I'm not really natural. I just wanted to be blonde. It was fun, right? Blondes do have more fun.
Oh, yes, they do. Blondes have more fun. They have more fun. Who do you think would win in a bar fight? Nani or Skywish? Go.
I don't really know either of these people, but I think Nani sounds pretty crazy. Maybe like a porn star. And porn stars usually beat people up faster. Don't ask me how I know this, but I think Nani would win, right?
Good guess. Nani is our true fame and fortune here at BJ's. But the payout for Skywish, it's insane. It's like, what, 50 to 1 now? Meaning, if you drop $100 on Skywish and she wins, then you walk away with 5 G's. How crazy is that? $5,000. It's insane. Anyway. Last question. Make me up any word on the spot.
That means I don't know what the hell I just said, and I don't feel like figuring it out. Anyway, this is my application for your brewery, right? That means beer. I think it does. Anyway, bye!
Thank you for your application. I think you'll fit right into our family here at BJ's. We just gotta work on some of the killing and the guns, but what I always like to say, in the words of the great Marvin Gaye, ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough. Welcome to the family.
That temporary butterfly as Harley Quinn.
It's Harley Quinn, yes. She's good at Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
That's like becoming her trademark.
Yeah, I was excited. I was really, really impressed when I heard this on Sassy's new BFF. I think I even commented on the thread. I was like, dang, Temp, that was good.
Yeah.
But she can't do Harley Quinn for all the rounds.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And she can't shoot you either, so it's cool. Well, you won't be dropping, so you're cool.
She can't shoot me, and I'm not going to drop. I'm proud to say I think I've only dropped one show out of, like, since, like, last, I don't know, May. So I'm almost a year, and I've only dropped one show. So I'm trying to think. Have I dropped dropped anything else?
Is this, like, Droppers Anonymous? Am I supposed to go, hi, yeah. Black Jack?
It's been 1 year since I dropped my last show.
1 year since I dropped a show. We could make a whole song out of that.
Oh, man, dude. Copper could be like the leader of Droppers Anonymous. And we should do it. I love it. I love that idea.
Oh, snap.
Oh, man.
Anyway, so Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
Harley Quinn and who were you?
I don't know who I was. I was just trying to go for a little bit of Mordred, but I didn't want to be so, like, insane with it. So yeah, I had my wavering, like, British accent. Well, stop. We're not judging me.
Let's listen to Reed so I can
judge you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That works.
And your Kentucky Fried gumption.
I'm sorry for all you drinkers out there. I don't actually say gumption this time around. No, wait. We should talk about Temp. I think. Temp, I know that you said you only have like 2 voices, but just if you bring out the creativity that you bring out with Harley Quinn, I think, can do fine in this competition. Just keep it creative. I like it when you're creative.
choose my round next week, and you could be Asian Harley Quinn. So you could kind of still keep your character.
Or you could be old Lady Harley Quinn.
Or you could be old saggy-boobed Harley Quinn if you choose either character.
I'd shoot you, but damn it, I can't lift my arms up.
Oh, man. That sounds too, what's the word I'm looking for?
Cute hillbilly?
No, not hillbilly. Motivational? Inspired? I don't know. Anyway.
I think maybe we need to move forward.
Yes, with KH Crazy 10, Reed.
Yeah.
I think, like, don't quote me, but I think this is the first thing she's ever, like, a show she's ever done on VH. I'm not sure. If she has done other shows.
She's done other shows?
I haven't really seen, has she? I don't know. She's more of like a talker.
She's
a lurker, and now she's getting active. She's getting off the bench into VH. And I'm so proud that and excited that our show did that. So,
all right, awesome.
Listen to her audition for you.
Cool.
Look, sorry to keep you waiting. I'm Captain Panders of Kentucky Fried Pigeon. It's nice to meet you. Now, tell me what your name is.
Name's Mandy, and I'm 19.
19, okay.
I'm a country girl who loves square dancing.
Square dancing, like they do in gym class. Oh, boy, do I have some bad memories from that. I mean, square dancing is fine and all, but I tripped over one girl, and she cascaded into the next guy, and, it was a disaster. But anyway, I digress. So you're here for the job. So what do you think qualifies you to work in a fine chain restaurant such as ourselves?
I'm a pretty hard worker, because I ain't one of them girls who grew up all fancy and shit in the city.
Oh, I understand.
I'm also pretty good at cooking.
Oh, good, now we're cooking. Oh. Bad pun, sorry about that. Right, so, good at cooking. Well, look, we could definitely use some help back in the kitchen, but we're kind of looking for somebody who, is a little more rounded out, management potential, potentially. Anyway, so look, let me try this. We have our North Carolina branch here, of course, and then we have our New York branch, and they're thriving because they've got a lot more pigeons up there. Now, personally, I think that's because of the Statue of Liberty. You know, those pigeons love to crap on the Statue of Liberty for some reason. But anyway, we're looking for some management potential. You know, somebody a little more rounded out. So maybe you could offer me some solutions to this problem that we're having here.
Well, maybe we get more business if we introduce square dancing Friday.
You're a little obsessed with the square dancing, aren't you?
It's fun for everyone, and people get hungry after all that dancing.
Well, yes, I understand that, but okay. All right, let me switch tracks here. Let's say, you know, sometimes we get customers, you know, like a little bit upset over our product, you know, their pigeons and all. We find if we use a brand new word, it keeps them off their guard. So make up a word on the spot and, tell me what it means.
Wait. What kind of question is this?
It's an interview question.
Anyway, stupalicious. Hey. It's so delicious, it's stupid.
Damn, I like that word, stupalicious. I think that word's pretty good. You'll have to excuse my cold. Stupalicious. I think that would be a word we could totally incorporate. So, all right. Let me just ask you one more question. I do understand that we had to do a background check on all of our employees here. And what we heard about the New Year's Eve thing. Hoping you could kind of explain a little bit about what it was exactly that happened that New Year's Eve. I mean, we've only heard some rumors. We haven't really gotten all the details. But, they still haven't found all the chickens, so I kind of need you to explain that a little bit, especially if you're going to be working for an establishment such as ours.
Well, you see, I need a square dance partner to practice with, and chickens were the closest thing available.
You're a little obsessed.
Y'all probably know that the eagles around my place love chicken. And, well, no, it's just too horrible a memory. Forget it. Forget it, I say.
Wait. No, come back. Damn. I don't think I've had anybody leave the interview like that. Bob, we won't be able to get in touch with her afterwards? Yeah, okay. I think actually she could have been good management potential, maybe, if she could just get past her obsession with the square dancing. But she is a good cook. We definitely need more cooks around here. I don't, the stupalicious word, that was pretty damn good. I like that. you know, why don't you see if you can find her and get her some Reed tokens? We'll see what we can do about trying to get her a job, assuming that she hasn't, like, run out of the building or anything. All right. Do we have any more? We have one more? Okay. All right, well, bring him on in.
That was Crazy 10.
Yay. With her very good southern accent.
Yeah, that was good. I was impressed by that. So, and I think it's funny that you're always looking for management potential. How are your managers just?
They're stupidalicious.
They're just that stupidalicious. You need.
You know what? I got to say, the five questions that I've made, I was expected that the New Year's Eve question was going to be the one that brought out the best of people, but so far. I've really loved to make up the word on the spot that you had because I've had like striptastic and stupidalicious, and these are words that are going to live on for VH Train for a long time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So striptastic has already become almost like a buzzword among the group.
among the VH community.
That's right.
I like this. This was good.
It's really good. I wish your answers were longer. In future rounds, you got to make your answers longer. I had this. To drag this out a little bit.
I just wish that the forget it part was just a little more bigger, like screaming like wise, but that was, but she'll get better at that stuff.
Yeah. No, this is very good. It's a good launch pad, and I'm not, you know, bust on her because I actually thought she did a good job, but it's a good launch pad to just remind people that in the future rounds, it's mostly in just the auditions that we're going to mix ourselves in like this. For the most part, in the future rounds, it's just you guys. So,
oh, yeah, I guess we should say that.
Yeah, so, you know, don't expect that we're going to fill in like we kind of do here. We do that just for our own amusement. But, you know, in future rounds, it wouldn't really be totally fair because we're actually judging you. So, you know, make sure you flesh your stuff out just a little bit more. And feel free to be funny and crazy. I like funny and crazy. Funny and crazy is great.
Funny and crazy will win on this show. Funny and crazy will beat out... boring and straight any day of the week on Utterly Absurd.
That is true, but Legit gets some credit too, so
yeah.
I know there are people on the show who are looking to just do character fleshing out, so just, you know, make it funny but have fun making the character legit too. No, I thought she did a great job with the accent and then the whole square dancing over and over and over.
Yeah, that was funny.
It was kind of funny. So I wonder
if cows could square dance.
They can.
Oh, yeah.
They can, but they gore each other sometimes. It's kind of ugly. Yeah. You know, and you know, when you hear the cow caller going out, it just sounds like moo, 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 instead of, like, swing your partner two by two. Unless you read Sandra Boynton, and then everybody does the barnyard dance, and then, of course, the
Okay. Let's get on to the last one. I was excited for. This is... This one's really good.
This one's a little different.
It's Genesis, right?
Genesis, yes.
Yes, Genesis. Doing an acting competition. The awesome...
Yeah.
Doing acting, so I'm excited. Okay.
All right, I'm ready to start when you are.
Bob, I'm looking out the door here, and I don't see anybody. What? You? Another phone interview. Do these people not want to come in person? All right, well... I guess so. We could sure do that. why don't you patch him through for me? Hello?
Hello there. My name is Stanley McStickendorf.
Stanley McStickendorf.
But everyone calls me Stan.
Well, that's good.
And I'm calling to see about any positions at a Reed's Kentucky Fried Pigeon.
Well,
or
you...
RKFP is, I guess, will be the catch-all title.
Okay, well, if you want to call it that, it's nice to meet you, Stan. Why don't you go ahead and tell me something about yourself, huh?
So, Mr. Reed.
No, Colonel Panders.
Is he by any chance related to that lawyer from Liar Liar?
What? I don't
Sorry.
Know. What's so funny?
Help myself.
I don't get it.
You see, I'm a bit of a movie buff.
Oh.
I adore the movies. In the 62 years I've been on this planet, I've seen B-flick to A-list, chick-flick to blockbuster. Oh, I grew up on the stuff. It's all so magical.
Okay. What does that have to do with us?
You see? So, don't be surprised if I whip out the occasional movie reference every now and then.
Oh, okay, as long as it's relevant, I guess.
I believe I have the necessary qualifications for a restaurant. You see, I like people, and they like me. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
When I don't talk. But anyway, you learn a lot about them in this kind of job. You meet some real interesting folks.
Such as yourself.
And there's no denying it. Americans love their fried goods. Oh, I see people flock to these kind of places like those pirates in the Caribbean to the treasure.
Oh, hey, that's another movie reference, isn't it? Pirates of Treasure. Right, I get
it. Which is good in my humble opinion. I don't see enough people getting enough grease into their diet, if
well, now
you know
you're
what
talking.
I mean.
I do know what you mean.
So anyway, what I mean to say is, I like working with people, and I know what they want. You can count on me.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear this. All right, well, riddle me this. Hey, see, I can do the movie references, too. I bet you'd appreciate that. Okay, riddle me this. So, we're trying to look for some management potential. So, here in North Carolina, we're kind of getting low on the pigeons, if you know what I mean. But up there in New York, they got themselves lots of pigeons. And so, we're kind of running into some management issues here. So, tell me what you would suggest as far as helping us.
Sales have been down over here?
Yes, that's what I just said.
Well, you see, a business thrives because of one thing. Marketing.
Of course.
Those New Yorkers know how to market themselves.
Well.
That's why everyone, I mean everyone, flocks there. The New York RKFB is no exception. They know how to market themselves. Like a star-studded movie trailer. Only a little more slick. And you know how?
No.
I'm surprised you haven't utilized this idea, considering it's your mascot and all.
We have a mascot?
Pigeons.
Pigeons are not a mascot. They're our food.
Carrier pigeons with little envelopes tied around their legs that declare, "Come to RKFP, where the food is kosher and anything but foul."
Kosher? I don't think anybody in North Carolina has ever explored kosher before. You think anybody would be interested in kosher down here? Wait a minute. Foul? Why would we want to tell anybody that our food is foul? They wouldn't want to eat it then.
You know, F-O-W-L.
Oh!
Or
oh.
Something like that.
Oh, yes, I get it now.
Anyway, pigeons are everywhere. They get everywhere.
You
get a bunch of them flying around like those monkeys in The Wizard of Oz, and publicity would skyrocket.
Yes, well, you see, we would rather catch the pigeons and cook them than use them for flying, but, I suppose we could spare a couple for that. And the flying monkeys thing, I tried that with a previous applicant, and she was a little bit possessive of her flying monkeys, if you know what I'm saying. But, okay. Anyway, so let's try the next question. How about we create ourselves a little scenario? You got to pay, let's say you get somebody coming in, and they're kind of upset over the whole idea of the pigeons. I mean, they've seen those cute little pigeons flying around, and now they're about to eat it, which is why I'm a little worried about that idea. And so, you know, you need to distract them with a big word. So make up a word on the spot and tell me what it means. You know, any word.
Those customers. They can get really picky sometimes, can't they?
Yes,
all
they can.
The way down to the last quarter teaspoon of salt that's in their entree. But you know what I always tell a customer to just accept the food as is?
Yes,
now,
what?
You may want to write this down. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
My special way of saying, shut up and eat, my pretties. 85% of the time, it works.
85%, huh? Not 100%. Boy, I tell you, if they're as confused as I am, I bet it would work all the time. You know, I'm going to just move on to my next question. Okay, so, New Year's Eve. We know what's up. We heard about it. We heard about the chickens. And you need to tell us more. Can you tell us more?
Last New Year's Eve?
Yes, last New Year's Eve.
Well, it's all a case of mistaken identity. I mean, a man my age would have no business being in a place like that with some hot, tight-bodied floozy looking for a night out on the town before the New Year starts. I mean, who in their right mind would do it in a chicken coop?
Really?
With the chickens running loose and the door wide open.
Are you...
It's madness, I tell you, madness. I had nothing to do with that. I was framed, like Roger Rabbit. You could check with the sheriff on that, too.
Whoa, we really did check with the sheriff. So it's true, then? Those rumors about you doing it in a chicken coop are really true? Oh, my God. Wow, you might be my new hero. Okay, you know what? Based on that, I think we could hire you after all. You sound kind of old at first, and I was a little worried about you with your movie references and stuff. I don't think people are going to connect with you. But, you know, once they hear you did it in a chicken coop, I think you might actually make some waves around here. I mean, I don't think I've heard of anybody doing it in a chicken coop like that. That might make you famous. Anyway, I'm going to offer you a couple of Reed tokens, and you can come on board with us. And, well, it was very interesting talking to you.
Well, it's been very nice talking to you. And I hope I can be a valuable asset to your fine establishment.
Oh, you're an asshole, right?
Here's looking at you, kid.
Oh, yeah, well, right. Thank you very much. Don't call us. We'll call you, okay? All right, bye-bye.
You're an asshole, right?
Reed, you've never met anyone who did it in a chicken coop before? Oh, my God. What? You go
this
first.
Is apparently the competition of which company can be more inappropriate than you.
Oh man, dude, your riddle me this line was brilliant. I don't know. I really like the back and forth between you two, like the what you added into the odd. This okay, Genesis. This was like a really risky voice, and I liked it. Like I liked the character you established a lot.
It's definitely consistent too.
Yeah, yeah, it was. Like you kept adding on those references. Like, yeah.
I mean, here he knew that it was going to probably, because he auditioned in the second round, so he probably knew I was going to be thrown back and forth into, because he'd already heard some of the show. But
like the foul part when he's like, yeah. Your chicken would be
well,
foul.
I kind of broke that up. He originally had it just that he started laughing about that right away and get it foul thing, but I broke that up. But, he's definitely consistent with the voice. And I think the best compliment I can give you, but I mean this really seriously, is that that guy annoyed the heck out of me. By the end, guy really annoyed the heck out of me.
I can tell you're like, don't call us, we'll call you.
I was like, that's pretty good. You kept that really consistent enough that I was annoyed by it.
That's how you can tell someone's being like a good act. Like right. I always use Biff, like a lot of Cody movies. Biff from Back to the Future as an example.
Oh yeah.
Like that guy's an asshole. Like I hate him. But then you have to think about it and be like, he's a pretty good actor to make me hate him that much. Or like or the White Queen from Narnia. She's a bitch. But then you're like, or no, you know who wins it the most? Dolores Umbridge from Harry Potter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, she should, I hate that bitch, yeah.
You almost feel bad for those actors and actresses because, you know, people, like, can't separate it out.
No.
They're like,
it makes
yeah,
it like,
bitch.
Yeah, it's like, it makes it like you hate them without even knowing them, but then they're, like, actually a really good actor.
Right, exactly.
Like, if I ever saw her in real life, it'd just be like, oh, bitch, I'm gonna, killing those centaurs. Anyway, I liked this, Genesis. I like this a lot, and I'm really excited you auditioned for this too. Because have you heard his? I think it was Genesis and Skywish. They did We Are Siamese on Wonderful World of Disney, and he did like an amazing job on that. So
oh, cool. No, yeah. I haven't heard it.
So I know he could do like voices and stuff.
Yay!
I hope you'll get far.
I like that. That's awesome.
Okay, Reed, is that it? Are we done with auditions?
We are done with the auditions, so we can finally get this show going.
We are close. So, guys, you need to... Okay, so right now, next step for you guys. You need to email me or Reed. I'll send you guys emails. You need to tell us which scenario you want, mine or Reed's. Once again, mine is the Asian ambassador banquet. Reed's is the Fountain of Youth, old people. So if you want Reed's scenario, email him and he will send you his recording and written specifics, right?
And for those of you not in the show listening, you'll get to hear the recording at the beginning of the next episode.
Yeah, yeah, we'll play the recordings for you guys.
For those who miss Walter.
Or email me and you will get mine, my recording and my specifics. If you guys want to use your tokens, you have to send those in the emails as well. You have, everyone has two tokens. You can't use any of the read tokens because I think the skip around is 4 read tokens, right?
Right, right. And can I?
Yeah.
Can they declare their tokens like when they actually submit their submissions? Do they have to declare it when they choose which side, or can they wait till they? Can they wait till they actually send their submission in first?
They could do either.
Okay.
I would say because they could, okay. Like I don't really mind so long as it's not. I guess
before we record the episode, right? Yeah.
Due date, not this Tuesday, the 13th, but they will be due...
On the 20th.
On the 20th of March. Which, it seems so far away, but it'll be here soon.
It'll go fast, guys.
Round one. So, let's get started.
All right.
Thank you all.
Yeah.
Any last minute shout-outs, Reed?
No. I can't wait to get started with this. Actually, I kind of can't wait to get to some of the later rounds, which are really kind of harder but really interesting.
Oh, we forgot to also mention less than 6 minutes.
Oh, yes.
No minimum, less than 6 minutes.
No minimum, but you probably want to have at least a minute or two in there. I mean, we're not putting an enforced minimum in this, but, you know, remember, these are going to be standalones. We're not gonna have a recording, you know, in between like we were this time. So make sure it stands alone. The show was designed a little bit by Blackjack with the notion of who wants to be
a supervillain. So
if you want to get like a concept of you know how you can monologue your stuff, you can go there.
You guys are gonna have objectives. It's not like we're just gonna say. Do an old person accent. Go.
Right.
Or do a. You're going to have, like, a goal to complete. So you have to complete the goal. Okay.
So do a great job. I'm looking forward to hearing these.
Responses in by the 13th and have fun.
Right. You don't have to go to 6 minutes, by the way. Like, that's just where we'd like you to not go further than.
Yeah.
Just so that the show's not 2 hours long.
So have fun. Remember, you're being judged on risk factor, acting, and energy.
Energy. All right. Cool. If you have questions, go ahead and ask.